And now, stay tuned for Tim and the Gang on Maximum Rock and Roll.
Listening to another episode of Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. I'm here with Max and Marissa of The Blues and many other related groups, but that one is the most important and perhaps some would say the most explosive. We've had a fantastic evening of drinking beers and eating dumplings and walking many, many miles in the cold San Francisco night. And they're here. They've picked a bunch of songs for you. We have, just if you're not familiar with MRR, we have about 50,000 records here. A little something for everybody. Max found a lot of stuff to play. Marissa only managed to come up with like three fucking songs. So,
Wait, you can say the F word?
Yeah, it gets bleeped out later.
Oh,
First song chosen by Max, not Marissa, is Ring Xerox. Nausea off of their 12-inch on Make a Mess.
Nausea. I can feel it. My tongue talks. kiss me right now. You don't kiss me right now. You don't kiss me right now. I'm gonna explode.
Because I ain't it so late as ever. Stuck and steady and trusted. MMR, Maximum Rock and Roll Radio, Rock and Roll Radio, and I say Grace Ambrose, head MRRist. What's up? Hey, can we put on the Alice Coltrane?
I just said wasochos.
I said what's up? And she's like chilling, watching the game, having beer, and enjoying my life. What's up with you? And I said, can we hear Alice Coltrane? And she's like, no. Okay. Well, apparently that's her prerogative. But I got to pick other songs from the archive, and that was nice. But I feel like, you know, we listened to Grass Widow, the song Shadow. You know, I feel like you couldn't resell any of these records on Discogs. The covers are all fucked up. It's got this tape. And then before that was Bent Out of Shape. And then...
what song was that?
Oh, the Bent Out of Shape was IYDKMRNIGE/ThisOperationStinks. Before that, Condominium, Why Be Something You're Not, just an incredible and prescient cover of the Negative Approach song. Before that was Shopping, in other words, and fortunately for me, and you, listener, Marissa Magic put that on a mixtape for me many years ago, so I heard it, and now I make you hear it. Before that, Rank Xerox, who I'm currently not obsessed with and would not do anything to get a t-shirt of, public, world. I live at 1336 Fitzgerald Street, Oakland, California, 94608. If you want to send me a Rank Xerox shirt, that'd be all right. Or if...
What size?
large. Pretty large. And I guess next we're going to listen to a bunch of Marissa's songs, and then later on, if you're lucky, you'll get to hear some songs by both me and Marissa, and some of us by both me and Marissa, and then some by Marissa and some by me.
Boom, boom, boom. Breaking her ears, the day first teacher.
Thieves and cheats, going off the map, going in the war. Don't go right there, but had to go for the cheating and sweeping behind all the land. Oh yeah, I don't know what happened to save my life.
So that was Chrome. Chrome's a big deal to me. And before that...
What song was it?
Oh my god. That's Chromosome Damage, which is on Alien soundtracks. And before that...
It was what?
What?
It was what was it called?
Chromosome Damage.
Thank you.
Which is on Alien soundtracks, which is a Chrome record, which is like kind of like their like first deal or whatever. And before that was Screamers, which is Matter Dolores, which is one of my favorite songs. Before that was Essential Logic, which is Laura Logic's band after X-Ray Specs, which to me, this is Marissa Magic, was like a very big deal to me. And before that was Wipers, Telepathic Love. But then even before that was Suburban Lawns, Janitor, which is, I have this kind of like square job and I keep on playing Suburban Lawns as if it's like the kind of regular normal music to listen to. And then as I'm listening to it, I realize that maybe it's not. Anyways,
Also in the course of the evening, we discovered that MRR does not own the Suburban Lawns Janitor 45. I had to pull it from my personal collection. So if you're listening to this and thinking about sending Max a Rank Xerox t-shirt, you should also consider including Janitor 45 for MRR. You can send that attention archive at P.O. Box 460-760, San Francisco, California, 94146, USA. Next up, we've got a set of Max and Marissa's bands. This is Work Drag by Wet Drag.
Yeah.
nothing left. Promising start. And then death. There's no more hope. It's history. When I'm gone.
Yeah.
just a song called Miserable Adult by a band called Mozart that Marissa and I play in. That's a demo from a song that will be on our upcoming 7-inch on Iron Lung Records. Before that was Still Suit, Telephone, a fabulous band, explosive group from the Bay Area featuring Marissa Magic on guitar and vocals. Before that was Back and to the Left by Violence Creeps, a band that Max plays bass in, and that is off of their new 12-inch on Total Punk Records, which is sold out from the source but available from good distros everywhere and direct from the band. They also have another 12-inch coming out soon on Digital Regress Records from Oakland, California. And before that was Work Drag by Wet Drag, a collaborative project between Max, Marissa, and Lily from, the inimitable Grass Widow, who we played earlier in the set. Max would also accept a t-shirt of Grass Widow, too, in the mail, I think.
Yeah, I'll take a Grass Widow shirt. I don't care. Send me a shirt.
Send shirts of any bands played in this set.
I'll wear any shirt.
Any shirt. Yeah.
I'll wear it.
All donations accepted. Max and Marissa play in a... How would you describe your group, The Blues?
I call it improv noise.
I've been telling people that it's improvised no wave, but that's only because buddy comedy... post-apocalyptic free wave doesn't make sense to most people, and that's okay.
It's like, also kind of a mouthful.
It's a mouthful. It's like a dumpling of a name for whatever we're saying. Shh.
Well,
stupid.
The group.
Thank you. I'm sorry.
The group is called The Blues, and if you live in the middle part of America, you may have the chance to see them coming up. Their tour starts on September 27th and goes through the first week of October. Absolutely, I might say this word again for the 10th time this radio show, explosive pairing, guitar and saxophone. This song is...
What's Up?
It's called What's Up. You can hear it on their website, thebluessingstheblues.org, where perhaps they'll also be posting information about the tour. If not, you can check it out on Facebook. This has been Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. Trust no wave. This is The Blues.
Thank you for tuning into Maximum Rock and Roll Radio.
We really enjoy being able to bring you the best DIY punk rock
around the world every week for free.
If you liked what you heard, why not donate to ensure we can keep the music coming to you?
Donating is easy and tax deductible. Go to our website,
MaximumRockandRoll.com,
and click on the donate button.
Yes! God, I'm so stoked.
For more information about this radio show, check out our website,
radio.MaximumRockandRoll.com.
Email us requests or comments, radio@MaximumRockandRoll.com.
If you'd like to be considered for review in the magazine or play on this radio show,
send 2 copies of vinyl or 1 copy of CD only release and your cassettes
to MRR PO Box 460760, San Francisco, California
94146
in the US of A.
Maximum Rock and Roll Radio is edited by Kalu, and we have a clean version of the show available thanks to John Carnes.